The Roman centurion laughed out loud. Before him stood a man who had called himself the King of the Jews. Ha! The centurion laughed. That's the silliest joke I've heard, because he doesn't look like a king at all. The gang of soldiers shouted, "Let's dress this man, Jesus, like a king!" They took off Jesus' clothes and wrapped a purple robe around his shoulders. They twisted together some thorny branches to make his crown. "Hail, King of the Jews!" the bullies teased. They knelt before Jesus, laughing and spitting on him. "Put his own clothes back on now," commanded the centurion. "We must follow our orders," he said. The centurion and his soldiers marched out of the palace fort. They led Jesus through the city and outside the gates to a place called Golgotha. "Crucify him!" yelled the crowd. The soldiers grabbed Jesus and stripped off his clothes. They nailed his hands and feet to a large wooden cross. Then, bang! They hammered a sign to the top of the cross. It said, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." The centurion and his soldiers hooted and howled with laughter. "What a funny-looking king!" Suddenly, Jesus opened his mouth. "Father, forgive them. They don't understand what they are doing." The centurion stopped laughing. "Did Jesus just say, forgive? Shouldn't Jesus be angry at them instead?" The soldiers kept joking and playing games. "Let's roll dice to see which one of us gets his clothes," they said with a chuckle. But the centurion decided to watch Jesus closely. He watched the people passing by make fun of Jesus. "You're not our king," they sneered. "Why don't you climb down from that cross? Then we will believe you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus only looked at the people. He didn't say a word. Soon, the sky darkened, the teasing voices hushed. "What's happening?" the centurion cried. "It's only the middle of the day, but it looks like nighttime." For 3 long hours, the centurion and his soldiers sat in the dark. Silently, they kept guard. Then, they heard a loud wail. The centurion ran to the cross. He stood in front of Jesus and watched. Jesus took a deep breath. "It is finished," he cried. Then he bowed his head and died. At once, the ground rumbled and shook. The huge rock split in two. The centurion looked at his soldiers with big, round eyes. He had never seen anyone die like this. With a shaky voice, he started to speak. "At first, I thought this man was a joke. But now I know he was telling the truth. Clearly, this man, Jesus, was the Son of God." The soldiers nodded. No one laughed now. Instead, the centurion stood at the cross, praising God for the amazing things he had seen and heard that day. Sparkies, here's what you can learn from the centurion's biography. Jesus really is who he says he is. He is God's Son, the Savior, and King of all people. Praise Jesus for his powerful work on the cross to save us from sin. You can read more about the centurion in your Bible. Look up the New Testament book of Mark, chapter 15, verses 16 to 39.